I guess we don't. Hey, really quick, man, I want to bring up, I mean, obviously we already talked about the Navarrete and Jesse Magdaleno fight, which I hope happens and follows through and stuff. Another potential fight that's being talked about, it's been kind of thrown out by both fighters. They're kind of chasing each other, and Terrence Crawford, who's considered one of the pound-for-pound welterweights of the world, is welcoming 140 Jose Ramirez out of Fresno, California, who's got a tough schedule ahead of himself as well. I mean, there are talks of him, you know, if Postal, I don't know what's going on with that fight, but if that goes through and it happens, he's looking at maybe getting in with Josh Taylor, but saying that that might be the end. He wants to unify and move up and possibly face Terrence Crawford, since Terrence Crawford really doesn't have anybody at the moment that seems like a big possibility of them stepping in with Crawford. What do you think about that, bro?
I'm not interested in that fight, and I'll tell you why.
Really? Go ahead.
I mean, I'd like to see Terrence Crawford face a welterweight. It's a welterweight. I mean, is that too much to ask?
Me, Bo. No.
I mean, he won the title against Jeff Horn, and since then, and I don't even really consider that a good victory, and since then, he hasn't done anything of note to me in the welterweight division. I'd like to see Terrence Crawford fight an actual welterweight, not a guy from 135 pounds, not a guy from 140 pounds moving up to fight him. I'd like to see him fight a welterweight, and until that happens, I'm not going to be excited, and I don't want to hear him calling out Pacquiao. Pacquiao's in his 40s. Pacquiao's a senator. I'm not interested in that fight either. I want him to face a welterweight.
When do we start labeling Terrence Crawford as a cherry picker? Are we there?
I mean, I've been there.
Mm.
No disrespect to Amir Khan or to Kavalishkis, but I wasn't really too excited about those fights.
And he went tooth and nail with Cavalicious. That was a back and forth.
Yeah. So
I mean, here's the thing. Sean Porter was offered to him, and he said no. Because, you know, really the friend relationship, which I thought was just stupid.
Okay.
That was even, you know what I mean? Like, for him to even bring that in, the whole equation of them stepping in the ring, right? You know, well, he's my friend. He would have been the best guy on your resume to date.
By far,
right? And then Danny Garcia, like, no call of Danny Garcia, Keith Thurman, none of those names are being, like,
well, you know who I'd
up,
be more excited to see him fight? I'd like to see him fight, like, a Yordanis Ugas. I think that would be a good fight.
Mm-hmm.
I think Ugas would test him, if not even beat him. I mean, I have not seen him do anything at 147 pounds. I would like to see him against Virgil Ortiz before I'd like to see him against guys coming up from 140 pounds. Ramirez, who I think is a really good fighter, he has unfinished business at 140. I want to see him fight John Taylor.
And which I believe is a very tough fight. Let me try again. Area code 915. You're on live right now. Leave the ring. Are you there?
What's going on? What's going on?
D-Star, what's up, brother? Good, brother. How you doing, man?
Yeah, I'm doing good, man. Hey, I agree, man. It's time for Crawford to step up and and fight a welterweight. Like, I need him to, but I just have two disagreements, though. I don't have a problem with the Manny Pacquiao fight. Manny Pacquiao just beat Keith Thurman. He's been on a pretty good streak lately. And I think the Horn win was a good win. I mean, even though I feel Pacquiao should have probably won that fight, nonetheless, he had a win over Pacquiao, and he handled him pretty good, So, but that aside, it's still a little underwhelming, his run at welterweight, and it's time. When I hear him say things like, I'm not going to take any type of pay cut, even without, even during COVID with no audience, that's just putting barriers upon barriers in terms of making these fights happen. You know,
he sounds
so,
like a diva,
and
doesn't he? Yeah, he sounds like a diva.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. You
know? You
got to be realistic. Got to be. If there's less money on the table, everyone, including yourself, is going to make less money. Like, it's just the way it is. You know, that's common sense. But for that aside, look, the Ugas fight is a great fight. And Ugas has a win over him in the amateurs. I get it's the amateurs, but it's something they can kind of build upon. You know, and it's a little bit of a storyline. You know, let's do it. You know, the Sean Porter fight could be made. Danny Garcia, like whatever it is, like I'm a all the above approach. Call them all out, not just Pacquiao, all of them. You know, that's what I think.
I also think that Ugas beat Porter, so I'm actually more interested in that fight than I would have been in the Porter fight. Anyways, I think it's a very interesting style matchup for him. And
it is
Ugas gives everybody a 147 problems.
I just don't think that fight will happen. I think the reason is because Porter has more of a fan base than Ugas, you know? And Ugas, stylistically, I have not seen. Have you guys seen Crawford against a style that, of Ugas? I haven't seen him fight somebody that kind of brings that intelligence into the ring. That's a style that we haven't seen Crawford. I know a lot of folks are like, well, you know, Crawford has figured this guy, but he's figured out guys with certain handicaps. Am I wrong?
He had a tough style. Time figuring out Kavaliskis. He didn't exactly figure him out.
I don't think he took Kavaliskis very serious. I think he thought he was going to go out there and blow out a guy that a lot of folks were saying that he was going to do. I think that was the issue with him. He went out there celebrating before having that victory, you know? And, you know, I agree with you, D-Style, that the win over Horn was a good win because it was the first step of him, you know, the red carpet for him being welcomed into the welterweight division. But I sit back and I just go, when we, you know, I mean, like I said, I don't see him mentioning anybody else's names except for guys that could potentially bring him the big pay-per-view money, you know, purse. And it's like, again, I think the stigma of pound for pound has gotten to the head of a fighter, like a lot of fighters. Pound for pound, when it's waved around to them, that's like, oh, then I should get paid three times as much.
Look, man. The reality is, you know, Mayweather was the pound-for-pound king, and he wasn't one of the highest-paid fighters. You know, and to get it to the pay-per-view market, he had to fight Gotti. Gotti, it was a slight lion's share, but Gotti got the lion's share of that money. You know what I mean? And it's just something that he knew he had to do. But you know why he did it? Because he knew he was going to beat Gotti anyway. You know,
exactly.
And if Crawford is confident that, you know what, let me fight a real welterweight, so guys like T-Style can shut up, you know what I mean? And then I can continue to do my thing. You know, there's no reason why he can't do it. And I think that there is options. And I refuse to believe that a fight with Ugas can't be made. Like, you know what I mean? I just, like, PBC has, quote-unquote, loaned out fighters, whether it was Andy Ruiz with Anthony Joshua and on other networks.
No, I'm
so
not saying
not
that
impossible.
PBC. I think PBC would be willing to do it. I don't think Crawford would want that fight. And I think it's because he's looking for the marquee Pacquiao name. That's what he wants, you know? And that's what he's hoping for. Ugas doesn't bring that, unfortunately.
Yeah, he's got a – look, man, Crawford is in need of a very serious fight. And one thing I could say about the Horn fight, despite what I said when's the last time Crawford's been in a fight where you said to yourself, man, you know what? I think this guy has a good shot at beating Crawford. Like, not since it's been a welterweight. I mean, that hasn't been the same. And
I thought Porter
would bring that.
I thought Porter, honestly. I was like, Porter is a strong, bully welterweight that comes prepared every time. And he tests everybody's stamina, skills. He knows how to erase certain things. He couldn't figure it out with Kell Brook, but he was after that Cal Brook, it almost went like he went back to the drawing board and was like, all right, I got to figure something else to do. And I mean, he made, you know, gave, you know, Keith Thurman a major run for his money. Errol Spence, a major run for his money, you know. And that's why I was very interested in Crawford, because as folks know, I don't jump on the train until I know for sure that this guy is really the goods. And I still got questions that are kind of, you know, lingering over Crawford's head at the moment. I don't know. Amilcar, what do you think? You think Crawford would take Ugas when he's not even mentioning Danny Garcia of the world?
No, I don't think he'd take Ugas, but that's just a guy I'd like him to see. I don't think Terrence Crawford was interested in fighting the top welterweights when he re-upped with Top Rank. If he was, he would have never signed a deal with Top Rank. He was interested in making money. There's no problem with that. But now he's in the lane that he's in. He's not taking on top opponents, and I'm not interested in seeing him fight. All kudos to him for getting paid, but I'm not interested in these fights. I'm not interested in Jose Ramirez. I'm just not. So that's kind of where things are for me.
I'm interested in it because the fact that, as I already know, he's not going to fight any of the other welterweights. And this is the strange thing, is that he's willing to wait for Jose Ramirez to actually up his career and his stat and possibly unifying the 140, then jumping up. It would be a big fight. We got to get going over here on Leaving Ring. So I'll just give you my final thoughts here of what I think. I think that Terrence Crawford has to get the stamp of a cherry picker. If we don't see him very soon become restless and saying, hey, listen, I'll take Danny Garcia now, or I'll, you know, be more aggressive outside of the whole top rank realm, then we kind of just know where he's at. He's not going to fight anybody. And he's going to sit back and he wants to get paid and he's going to, you know, make the fight fans suffer. I know he's talking to Errol Spence, but let's be realistic. That's not going to happen anytime soon, because Errol Spence needs a fight or two underneath his belt to see whether or not he's in full health before he gets into a big fight. I don't know. Anyways, everybody that tuned in, Leaving Ring, thank you. And I apologize for the difficulties in the beginning of the show, but we seem we got it right. As I said, we need to start a GoFund for Kenny to get him back here on Leaving the Ring. As always, Amilcar, it's always a pleasure. Until next week,
thank
on
you,
Monday,
David.
Same time. Yes.
Sounds great,
remember,
my man.
There you go. Remember, guys, don't drink and drive. You will spill your beer.